Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. We have rebranded to Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find your momentum. My name is Jason Venkis, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I am also a little bit under the weather, so if I sniffle into the microphone, I apologize. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, performance enhancement specialist, and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have the answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Central Time or listen archive at any time by visiting our page right here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen in as we continue our dedication to your weight loss and fitness resolutions throughout the first month of the year. So, did you set a New Year's resolution? And did you go join a gym? Well, if you did, hopefully you listened to my show last week on finding a gym that fits your needs, as well as your pocketbook. Well, 38% of resolutioners do resolve to start a fitness routine, and sometimes either after a long layoff, or perhaps after never actually exercising before at all. Gyms back up their back off of their startup costs and cram everyone in there, as many as they can. The first 2-3 weeks, it's packed. Week 4, it starts to drop off a little bit by little bit. And after about 3 months, it's back to normal at the gym. So many of these new exercisers disappear due to injury. It could be a tear, a sprain, shin splints, knee problems, shoulders, backs, whole host of problems. Now, a workout injury can happen to anyone, no matter what your experience or fitness level is. Even walking can cause an injury. But you can significantly cut your risk of getting hurt by following certain workout precautions. We're going to call that prehab. Now, if you're a woman over the age of 55, check with your healthcare professional before you start an exercise program. Then you'll be sure you're healthy enough for working out. The same applies to a male or a man over the age of 45 or anybody with medical conditions at all. So make sure that you are cleared to work out. That's step number one. Before you even get into prehab, step number one is, are you able to work out? You may need to do some other things first. So what is prehab? Well, it's an easy way to exercise in a way that will reduce your chance of injury. Many people just jump right back into it and go nuts, especially if they already have some kind of exercise history. You can't just pick up where you left off 3 years ago. Many people try out exercise, others, in the gym, or feel like they have to go hard so they don't look weak. So they try a lot harder. Now, that's the worst thing you can do, is to try and compete with the people around you. The best thing you can do is strive to be better than you were the day before. Your competition should be you from yesterday, not the other people in the gym. Don't worry about what other people are doing. You are on your own journey, and it's your journey alone, unless you enlist the help of a personal trainer. Now, there are three main components to prehab. You are starting out slower. You're balancing the muscles and correcting imbalance in the muscles to get them ready for harder work later. So it's going to pay off in the long run. Now, this is a process that leads to a lifestyle, a fitness-type lifestyle. Now, 90-day challenges only work for the 90 days that you do them. Our methods teach you a health and fitness lifestyle. The three components are assessment, balance and flexibility, and corrective exercise. So let's start with assessment. Now, last week I told you about gyms that give you a fitness assessment and that this is the first chance they have to sell you personal training. While this can be annoying if you're not interested in personal training, there can be some value to this assessment. You should be put through either a postural assessment, functional movement screening, strength assessment, or maybe even possibly all three. Now, a basic squat assessment will do for most people unless they are looking to compete athletically. During a basic squat assessment, you stand with your feet underneath your hips, toes pointed straight out in front of you, and your hands up in the air above your head with your elbows alongside your head covering your ears. Now, you squat five times while the trainer watches from the front for feet turning out and knee movement. Each of these compensations during your movement represent muscle imbalance. It shows the trainer where you have tight and weak muscles. So you then turn to the side and do the same number of squats. Here the trainer from the side is looking to see movement in the lower back, the upper back, along with any arm movement. Are your arms dropping forward? Finally, you turn completely around and squat five times with the trainer looking at you from directly from behind, looking for movement in the ankles, heels, and if you shift your hips from one side or the other while squatting. All of this helps the trainer design a program to help you avoid injury and progress properly. We do this with all of our one-on-one people and any of our fitness class people that request it. And in the new location, it's going to be pretty much a mandatory thing. You want balanced muscles, whether you are lifting, running, biking, swimming, and especially if you are playing any sports that involve cutting and moving, like basketball, tennis, and things like that. So many people tear something in their knee from not having properly balanced muscles. There's a ratio of strength between your hamstrings and your quadriceps, as well as having strength and balance in other muscles that support the knee to keep yourself from either tearing an ACL, an MCL, or causing some bad knee damage. If you don't believe me, just ask our star basketball player, Derrick Rose, about those things. So another part of this is going to be balance and flexibility. So now we get into the actual training part of your program. When you're actually going to be working with somebody or on your own, if you're able to do any kind of program design. Now, from that assessment, a trainer now knows which muscles you need to stretch and foam roll and which muscles you need to strengthen with exercises. The first phase of your exercise program should be to work on balance, flexibility, and correct those muscle imbalances. One major issue with just going at it full steam is that, let's say your right glute is tight, but your right adductor is weak, doing squats on both legs isn't going to do anything to correct that. And if that right glute stays tight throughout your program or while you're working out, that could lead to either piriformis syndrome or even sciatica if it gets too tight and it doesn't get fixed. Shoulders are a touchy area as well. If you have tight muscles in your shoulders and other muscles that are weak, it can create a tear when reaching overhead, throwing a ball, or even just picking up your kid. So any good trainer will use that assessment to develop a flexibility program specifically just for you, not a blanket program. Any trainer that's worth their salt anyway. During this time, you're still going to lift weights in a way that will correct those muscles, and I'm going to get to that in just a little bit. But during this time, you should be working on balance as well. Balance is one of those things that if you don't use it, you lose it. Your balance gets worse if you don't work on it. And the number one cause of hip fractures as we age isn't bone density. It's falling. If you don't fall, you're likely not going to break your hip. So all of my clients, and especially my athletes, even young athletes, will go through phases where we do balance exercises. Think about it. You balance when you're walking. Just stop sometime mid-step, and you'll realize that you're balancing on one foot. So you need to strengthen your ankles in most cases. And in some cases, there are muscles in the ankles that you need to loosen up with either stretching or foam rolling. So we use balance more than we think. And the more balanced you are physically, the less likely you are to pull something during a normal daily activity. So the last part of this is your corrective exercise. This is the third component. So in the beginning of your program, you should also be strengthening the muscles that were deemed weak during your assessment. So a lot of times when you're squatting and if your knees turn in, it's going to tell us that you've got some weakness in the adductors, in your adductors, and it's not allowing your legs to come down straight. It's allowing the tightness in the glutes to push your knees in, and your adductors aren't able to overcome that tightness. So that means we got to work on those adductors. But it may be different from one side to the other as well. So this may mean that you squat on one leg to work the glutes on that side, but you only squat on that one side. The other side, you're likely to do an adductor pull in order to create balance in your muscles. So what's likely to happen during your stretching program is if you're strengthening your right glute, chances are we're probably working on flexibility in tightness in your left glute. And that is usually through, you know, stretching of the piriformis, anything like pigeon pose or using a foam roll to dig in there. So your lats may be weak as well. So your lats may be weak, so most of your back muscle or back exercises may be lat pulls and seated rows until that compensation is corrected, before we can really start getting into, you know, like renegade rows and pull-ups and, you know, stuff that's a bit harder on your body. Your muscles need to be balanced in order to perform properly. What happens when the tires on your car aren't balanced properly? It doesn't run right and eventually leads to breakdown if you don't do something about it. Well, it's the same thing with your body. Now, after 2 to 4 weeks, depending on how many times a week you're exercising, you should do this assessment again and see if the corrections have been made. If it has, you can then start to kick your workouts up a notch and start exercising and stretching evenly on both sides. If you still have imbalance, keep working on it and then test yourself again in 2 to 4 weeks. Now, you should come back to this phase again every 12 to 36 weeks to keep balanced and flexible. How do you determine between 12 and 36 weeks? Well, it really depends on what you're trying to do. If you are trying to, if you're just trying to lose weight, you want to come back to it every 12 weeks. If you're trying to perform at a high level as an athlete, it may be 36 weeks or more before you come back to it. But it's always good to go back right before you compete, especially in anything major. If you're a runner and you're doing a marathon, or you're a triathlon and you're doing a triathlete and you're doing a triathlon, it's good right beforehand, a few weeks before your event, to start stretching back out again. So if you'd like to perform this assessment on your own, I always suggest going to a trainer and having an outside source look at it. They know what they're doing. They know what they're looking for. But if you'd like to try and perform this on your own, you could simply do it by filming yourself with your phone. Now, if you go and find Momentum on YouTube and look for performing a squat assessment, you can find directions on how to do it and how to find the cheat sheet for exercises that we as trainers use, as well as stretches, and what areas you need to use them in. So again, go to YouTube or go straight to our website. You can go to findingyourmomentum.com. It's the new website. It's not completely up yet, but you should have access to videos. Click on the video testimonial, and it'll take you right to our YouTube page. So again, findingyourmomentum.com. Or you can find us on Facebook as well by looking for Momentum Fitness and Health. Now, join me next week as I discuss how to train and prepare for your first 5K or your first 10K. And then until then, make sure you look for us on Facebook and on Twitter. You can still find me on Twitter at GoProVeg. And as I already said, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us at the website, findingyourmomentum.com, so that we can help you find your momentum. And until then, may your life be full of peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.
That's all that I am now. That's all that I am now.